Greetings and welcome to this Power for Positive Living podcast. My name is James Huey and I am your host for this podcast series, offering openness and caring through the gifts of listening hospitality. I invite you to join me as we explore diverse topics for enriching the quality of your life. Power for positive living and friendship. For the introspective personality, there is great value in learning more about the question, who am I? One can use this question for a wide variety of psychological exercises to improve their mental health. It is my personal belief that psychological exercising is just as healthy for a person as is physical exercise. It is unfortunate that psychological exercise does not receive as much attention in our culture, and that many individuals experience much of their life journey without fully understanding the unique emotional structure that they have. As a retired psychologist, I have worked with many persons over the years to assist them with the answer to this question of, who am I? Whether the process takes place in a classroom, a counseling session, a personal retreat or personal journal, spiritual exploration, or any number of areas, the outcome can generally be very valuable to each person. In interpersonal relationships, I believe that it is difficult to honestly pose the question of who are you to another until I have some ability to understand and convey information on who am I. When I am willing to convey information about myself to others, I am able to receive and process any information I receive from another person. One of the foundational beliefs of wellness psychology is that one way to better understand self is to study the people we choose to have in our friendship circle. There is an old saying that goes, "Friends are the family I choose for myself." If I can better understand the choices you and I make when we go through the process of inviting persons to be friends, I believe that I shall have a better understanding of my own values and beliefs. A second foundational belief of wellness psychology is that information is my friend. Combining these two guidelines encourages us to learn more about ourselves by studying information about the persons we choose for our friendship circle. There are many ways for an individual to learn about their friendship choices. One of these is a process known as a friend print. I wish to share a possible way to structure a friend print for you. Feel free to modify it in any way that helps you personally to achieve the goal of better understanding your friends. There is no one specific good way, no perfect way. You can construct a friend print individually. You can construct it through conversation with another. Or you can even include it into another process like a personal journal. Most of all, I encourage you to make the friend print fit you. For today, let's use an 8x11 sheet of paper. On the short side of the sheet, list 5 people that you consider friends. You may choose to list them in some type of order. You may choose to include only current friends, or include non-family friends, or any other listing that works for you. Feel free to add other names after you process the relationships that you have with these 5 persons. On the long side of the sheet of paper, I am going to give you a variety of so-called categories you may choose to use while you are constructing this friend print. These are categories that you can consider using for today. You may choose others for a more introspective study later. There really is no limit to the number of categories that you can choose to use. If you run out of paper space, feel free to stretch your categories to a second or third sheet. I recall in one personal retreat that an individual chose over 200 characteristics. Do what fits you with your friend print. Let's go with some examples of the ways you can visually see the relationships you have with these 5 persons. While I shall be proceeding at a fairly rapid rate through these, you may find that it is best to write them down for now. Go back and complete the information when you have time to reflect. Some categories require little thought, while others may take significant time to ponder the relationship you have with these five persons. Be honest and truthful. Complete the friend print as though you are choosing to keep it completely confidential, regardless of whether you choose at a later time to share it with other people. Okay, let's get started. The first category for these five people is the gender of each friend. Use an M for the males, use an F for the females. The second category is the age of each friend. The third category is the race or ethnic group of the five friends you have listed. Following is the fourth category, height. How tall are these five friends? Then we follow with the category of the approximate weight of these five friends. As you can tell from these first five categories, that we are focusing on fairly objective information that almost anyone who meets your friends could determine. From here, we move on to more subjective perceptions that you have of these five people. For this part, we shall use symbols. The three symbols that we're going to use are a plus. Use a plus for the person or characteristic which is more than you. A minus symbol for the situations where they are less than you. The third symbol, a zero for there being no difference. To do this accurately, you will need to evaluate yourself in this area. The first category using symbols is in the area of academic intelligence. Using these same three symbols, let's move on to other categories. I'll ask you next to evaluate each friend in the area of social intelligence. Social intelligence is defined how well they get along with people in social situations. Using the same three symbols, evaluate each friend in the area of physical attractiveness. Use a plus if you see them as being more attractive physically than you. A minus if you see them as less physically attractive than you. Or a zero if you see them having about the same level of physical attractiveness. Using the same symbols, evaluate each friend in the next category, using the area of verbal skills. Verbal skills is defined here on how well they use the spoken word in communicating with other people. I ask you to evaluate each friend in the area of manual skills. Manual skills is defined how well they can manually manipulate tools to achieve a task. Continuing onward, I ask you to use the same symbols by evaluating each friend in the area of athletic skills, how well they perform in individual and or group athletic circumstances. Evaluate each friend in the area of income level. Use a plus if they have more financial resources than you, a minus if they have less financial resources than you, or zero if your income level is about the same. Evaluate each friend in the area of formal education level. It is very different than an individual's intelligence. Formal education just refers to formal schooling. Using the same symbols, evaluate each friend in the area of needing privacy to be comfortable. How much privacy does your friends need in relation to you? In this and following categories, you will now need to set a basic level for yourself before doing so for your friends. Using the same symbols of plus, minus, or zero, evaluate each friend in the area of being introverted or extroverted in their behaviors. In order to evaluate your friends, of course, you need to decide whether you see yourself as being basically introverted or extroverted in your own behavior before you can apply the three symbols of comparison. After evaluating yourself in the area of being able to accept differences in other people, use the three symbols to compare yourself with the list of friends. The category is accept differences in other people. Decide your own level of maturity. I'm defining maturity as the ability to be honest with oneself. But decide on your own level of maturity and then use the three symbols to compare your maturity with your list of friends. Continuing with this pattern of first evaluating self, how would you evaluate your friends in the area of being genuine? How genuine are they when they relate to other people? You decide now how you value the place of family in your life. Then, using the three symbols we have been using, evaluate how each of your friends values the place of family in their life. Repeat with the perceptions of being honest in relating to others. Now, this is different than maturity. Honesty we're using as the ability to tell the truth to other people. Maturity was the ability to tell truth to self, two entirely different characteristics. The next category is determine the place of drugs and alcohol in your world, and then compare yourself with your five friends. Changing the method of comparison of self with others, we now return to a more objective criteria. If your friends have a religious preference, list it. If not, note that. The next category, what is your friend's favorite food? What is your friend's favorite possession? Next, we will note what is one thing that each friend likes to do that you also like to do. That category is followed by the next one, which is what is one thing that each friend likes to do that you do not like to do. Our next category is having you list three separate adjectives to describe each friend. A very challenging category comes next, and that is, what is each friend giving to your relationship? The odds are something is being given to your friendship, or they probably would not be a friend. The reverse part is the second category. What is each friend receiving from a friendship with you? After all, if you are not giving and receiving in a friendship, it's very doubtful there's a friendship present. So you have two categories. One, which is what is the friend giving to you? And the next one is what is the friend receiving from a friendship with you? Now, the list can go on and on. I mean, it's very easy to see that there really is no end to the categories you could select. These 29 possibilities should help you get started in this introspective process of answering the question of who am I? Comparing and contrasting yourself with five persons you consider as friends allows additional information for learning more about yourself. But by looking at this overall pattern of pluses, minuses, or zero, I believe you can tell a lot about yourself. I hope you will continue visitation with it so that it may be modified and changed. My hope is also that you learned about some of the others who are significant in your life. I also hope that you gave yourself permission and encouragement to have some fun creating and learning from your own personal friend print. This is your friend and host, James Huey. I thank you for listening to me on this podcast as I share viewpoints from my own experiences with wellness psychology. These are my gifts to you, my listeners. Your positive feedback sent via email is always appreciated. That email address is powerforpositiveliving@gmail.com. Please join me each week as we continue to explore diverse topics to enrich the quality of your life. As your friend and host here on Friendship Podcast Radio, I always encourage you to value and nurture yourself as the unique individual that I believe you are. Until next we meet, I do remain committed to power for positive living and friendship. Good day.